CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Ngu Henry.
The main points. The National Mass Education Caravan to mobilize and sensitize citizens to contribute to the development of their community will be officially closed by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Futsu, in Yaounde this Friday. Liberia's former minister and Chief Justice, Gloria Maya Musu Scott, has been acquitted of the murder of her niece by the country's Supreme Court. The under-20 women's football team of Cameroon are finalizing preparations in Bogota, Colombia, ahead of the opening match of this year's FIFA World Cup against Mexico this Saturday. The United Nations system will provide its support to Cameroon in the organization of next year's elections. The assertion was made in Yaounde by the Special Representative of the UN Secretary General for Central Africa after an audience accorded him by the Prime Minister, Joseph Dionguete. Abdou Abari, who is in Cameroon to represent the UN Secretary General at the 50th Council of Foreign Ministers of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, also made a review of Cameroon-UN relations during the audience with the Prime Minister. Here is the Special Representative of the UN Secretary General for Central Africa, Abdou Abari, speaking after the audience.
This cooperation is doing very well. We receive a request from ELECAM on the electoral support. We are examining this request and assure the Prime Minister that UN will support, will back Cameroon on its way of organizing this election. Yes, we also examine the security situation, not only in the region, but around the world. The situation is becoming more and more worrisome. Fortunately, the Prime Minister and the government and the leadership of President Paul Biya are dealing very properly with the security situation in the northern part of Cameroon, in the northwest-southwest region. And I told the Prime Minister that we are following this effort and the United Nations will support Cameroon in bringing peace, stability and prosperity for all the people of Cameroon.
The National Mass Education Caravan, launched in Marwa in the far north region in July, will be officially closed in Yaounde this Friday. It will be during a ceremony to commence at 11 a.m. at the Independence Square, to be presided over by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Futsu. Newly appointed officials in the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries will be installed into their functions this Friday. The installation ceremony to be presided over by the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, begins at 2 p.m. at the Multipurpose Sports Complex in Yaounde. The president of the National Communication Council has reminded talk show moderators and presenters of interactive programs of some media houses in Yaounde about the responsibility to control panelists from going off track during such programs. Joseph Chebonkem Kalabubso was speaking to reporters in Yaounde after a coffee tour of some of the media houses in the nation's capital. Here is an excerpt of his declaration selected for us by Rigobert Maniga.
I wanted to have a feel of what is happening in the newsroom concerning the conception and packaging and delivery of interactive and debate programs. And from what we observe on a weekly basis, we had to move down, move out and move down to the newsrooms to be able to talk to journalists and program moderators. The unprofessional attitudes which we watch almost every weekend. And what we've noticed is we have had people with receptive ears, others wanting to defend why they do what they do. And we listened carefully. And our advice to them is, if you remain professional, you can do what you want to do and will not fall into the dragnet of the media regulators that we are.
Over the past decade, external debt in Africa has surged alarmingly from approximately 19% of GDP in 2010 to nearly 29% in 2022. This rising debt burden is not just a number, it represents a significant challenge for governments trying to allocate funding for essential services like education, healthcare, and infrastructure. The fourth African Conference on Debt and Development, taking place in Maputo, Mozambique, has brought together participants from across the continent to engage in critical discussion on Africa's debt crisis and its economic, political, and social self-determination. Rita Yosimbom reports from Maputo, Mozambique.
The conference aims to foster dialogue and action to dismantle the structures that perpetuate economic subjugation and then advocate for a fairer economic framework. Key discussions are centered around the neo-colonial nature of debt, with participants from all over Africa expressing concerns about how the burden of debt repayment detracts from vital services for the entrenching systemic inequalities. To Kenyan economist and executive director of AfroDebt, Jason Rosario, the ongoing burden of debt servicing is becoming increasingly unsustainable, leading to widespread unrest. He has also stressed the importance of these conversations among stakeholders to find solutions that prioritize public investment over debt repayment.
Over 27 African countries are paying more in debt servicing than they are in investments in health and education. The debt servicing burden is getting very difficult, and we can see there's a lot of citizen unrest that we're spending so much money on debt servicing instead of investing in our public services. We've seen protests across the continent, and so it's important that we have this conversation. And having it here in Maputo is especially special because the theme of this year's conference is around looking at a feminist perspective on issues of public debt.
The three-day event is organized by the African Forum and Network on Debt and Development, along with several other organizations. AFCODE 4 will run until August 30, providing a platform for activists, policymakers, and scholars to collaborate on innovative solutions to Africa's debt issues. Rita Yosimbom, reporting from Maputo, Mozambique.
CRTV News. Liberia's former Justice Minister and Chief Justice Gloria Maya Musu Scott has been acquitted of the murder of her niece by the country's Supreme Court. The 70-year-old and three female relatives had been sentenced to life in prison for the brutal killing in February 2023 of 29-year-old Charlotte Musu. In sports, the under-20 women's football team of Cameroon are finalizing preparations in Bogota, Colombia, ahead of the opening match of this year's FIFA World Cup against Mexico this Saturday. The under-20 Lionesses are lodged in Group A of the tournament alongside Australia, Mexico, and host Colombia. Our political commentary today takes us to talk about the registration in electoral list, an exercise which ends tomorrow Saturday as prescribed by the law. Alban Jembonde zooms on the essence of registration and effectively voting, which he says is more than a civic responsibility given the challenges Cameroon is facing. Albert?
The registration of over 600,000 potential voters in 2024 is the best score in the registration exercise since the February the 9th, 2020 legislative and municipal elections. This probably due to the twin elections that were expected in February next year and the presidential election considered the mother of all elections. But that notwithstanding, it's always important for every Cameroonian of 20 years and above to be registered, for elections are a privileged moment to have a say on important issues affecting the life of the nation, from roads to waste disposal, the right to decent housing, access to education and health care. Within our present context, especially in the northwest and southwest regions, it is a perfect reminder that the power of the ballot is far bigger and better than the power of the bullet. elections give the citizenry the power to choose not only their own local representatives, but also their president, who incarnates the institutions and mandated with the prime responsibility of taking care of their well-being. Therefore, if you don't vote, others will choose for you. Even though over 600,000 potential voters may be considered an encouraging figure, it is far below the electoral potential of Cameroon. And remember, it is never a good decision to wait for the last minutes.
Albert Njembonde, CRTV News.